This is Holocaust Remembrance Week. Around the world, people are marking the liberation of concentration camps and honoring victims and survivors. Here in Washington, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum had some special visitors, American veterans of World War II who helped to liberate the camps. NPR's Jamie Terabay has the story.
One white-haired man after another, some bent with age, others still standing straight, gather under American military flags and pose for photos. A veteran in a wheelchair pointed to the screaming eagle, the emblem of the Army's 101st Airborne, and soon, one of its most recent commanders, General David Petraeus, appeared. Now the head of Central Command, Petraeus was here at the Holocaust Memorial Museum to honor what he called the greatest generation.
Not only liberating a continent, but saving a people who the Nazis had tried to exterminate, millions of whom perished before you were able to get to them. And then you help preserve the memory.
Preserving the memories of what happened 65 years ago is why these veterans are here, to tell their stories. A Jewish American captured by the Germans and sent to a POW camp. Medical personnel who entered the camps and cared for survivors. Soldiers like Susumu Ito, a Japanese American who served in Italy, France, and Germany. He recalls the irony and pain that at the same time, his parents were interned in a camp in southeastern Arkansas.
It was strange, like visiting my parents in a camp to report to military police in uniform, they're in uniform as well, getting a pass to see my parents.
Ito was drafted into the Army and after Pearl Harbor found himself and other Japanese-American soldiers segregated into their own unit. When he got to Bavaria in 1945, he was part of the advance team for the 552nd Field Artillery Battalion. His job was to find the enemy. Instead, he came upon prisoners walking out of the Dachau concentration camp.
The guards had left. The prisoners were released. They were wandering on the roads. They were thin, emaciated, and dead.
The soldiers had no warning. Ito says the army didn't tell them what to expect. Maybe, he says, they didn't know.
35mm IMO, black and white.
Arthur Mainzer also didn't know what to expect. He'd volunteered because he wanted to be a photographer. He was part of the 4th Combat Camera Unit, 9th Air Force, and he followed troops into Normandy, France, then Belgium and Germany. On April 16, 1945, he and his crewmates went to Buchenwald. He says there was so much to shoot, they ran out of film.
Pictures of groups of children in the camp, they were imprisoned there. And there was pictures of people in the barracks that wouldn't be able to get it come out. You know, they were so sick, they wanted to come out and meet the Americans, but they were frail. They were dying. So even while we were there, I guess people were dying, prisoners were dying.
His footage is now with the museum, along with accounts from other veterans. The curators say this week's gathering is one of the last chances they'll have to hear these veterans' stories and to thank them. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Washington.